Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Central College has received a grant that will help take the college to the next level in its effort to make sustainability a part of the curriculum and beyond. Let's go in depth with Mark Putnam, President, and Mary Stry, Vice President of Academic Affairs and Dean of Faculty at Central College. All right, so Mark, some interesting things are happening with Central's continued efforts on sustainability and education related to sustainability. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Very exciting developments. This is a long commitment for Central that dates back to the early 90s. In fact, I think 91 was some of the origins of work that was very concerted at the campus to build an initiative around sustainability. And what I think has made it enduring and strong is that it was really born of faculty and the commitment they had that brought it into the curriculum, into the broader experience of campus. And now we have many manifestations that have advanced the college's commitments here. We're obviously signatories to the president's climate commitment and have made a determined effort set in motion to be carbon neutral by 2053. Which will be the bicentennial of the college. And so our task is to continue on that pathway. We've obviously had LEED certified buildings that have been an important contribution to that initiative. But beyond the bricks and mortar, the programmatic dimensions are the most impressive of what Central has accomplished over time, which is really how it's based in the curriculum. How we have groups called SCATE, Students Concerned About the Environment, as well as SUSTAIN, that have taken on so many activities related to the organic garden, initiatives for ensuring that we live our lives in a sustainable fashion, extended the dialogue in the kinds of courses we offer, et cetera, and a lot of things around internships. And many of our graduates now who have majored in fields related to sustainability or for environmental science are having great careers contributing to the success of the nation in that regard. So a long, long history, and what's happening now builds on that.
Well, and so there's been a grant awarded to Central, Mary. Can you tell us about that?
There has. The Margaret A. Cargill Foundation has awarded us a grant that really recognizes our previous work in global sustainability education as well as the future direction that we're looking to take. So the longstanding commitment Mark talked about is not just that sense of corporate responsibility with our LEED certified buildings and energy conservation, but it is this infused commitment by the faculty for students to graduate with, as part of their core requirements, with courses in global sustainability. And it's that work that has been done over the past few decades that really inspired the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation to work with us, and now is going to move to the next 10, 20 years of increasing our commitment within the curriculum, offering more courses for students, emphasizing undergraduate research in sustainability for our students, being able to continue our commitment to the president's climate commitment, as well as really invest in faculty development. We have a number of new faculty who have been hired in the past 5 years who are not part of the original commitments to this curriculum, who are very excited about developing new courses as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about new efforts in sustainability education with Mark Putnam, President, and Mary Stry, Vice President of Academic Affairs and Dean of Faculty at Central College. Can we step back for just a second and tell and remind our listeners of what LEED is?
Yeah, so LEED stands for Leadership in Environmental and Energy Design. And the LEED certified buildings are ones that are designed or renovated in a way that gets a certification of certain levels of achievement. And so the highest level we had was with the Rose Center, which was constructed in 2010, and that was LEED Platinum, which was the first platinum building in Iowa. at the time, and other places on campus, the Vermeer Science Center as well, and other renovation projects have had LEED certification. So it's important because I think it sets in front of us an ambition for building things that have a lasting impact in favor of the environment, and it's all the materials you use as well as the efficiency of the building. So that's been a strong commitment in addition to all the things we do programmatically.
Well, and if I remember right, there for a while and maybe still, there were more central buildings that were LEED certified than at the University of Iowa, mm-hmm. Iowa State University. This is not just leading in Iowa, though, in terms of sustainability efforts. It's a nationwide effort that Central's leading, isn't it?
Indeed, true. And we've been recognized in some of the rankings as one of the most environmentally conscious institutions or the green institutions among our college and university colleagues in the country. So it has been a sustained effort, as we often say, that has made it successful.
And the faculty had a big role in this, you say?
The faculty have had a big role in the grant as well as in leading some of these initiatives to LEED certified buildings. I think what's also so exciting is that even as we look at this responsible corporate citizenship, if you will, undergraduate students and their education is also impacted. It's our students who usually lead the tours of some of these buildings and are able to be very, very conversant in what it means to be LEED certified and how important that is for the future of Iowa, the future of Central, and the future of our environment.
Well, Mark, you've told me before that part of this effort is to show that this is makes sense environmentally, but it also makes sense economically, right?
Indeed, true. And so the notion behind the president's climate commitment is to improve efficiency within the college. You know, we have residential facilities we operate year-round, and it's a complicated physical plant, and we have old buildings. You know, Jordan Hall is 1905. And the most recent one, the Rose Center, is 2010. So when you have a stock of buildings that are of very different vintages, so you find that there are demands that occur because of that affect the way we manage our own costs. So often when we're looking at a renovation potential, we are determining that we can decrease our costs overall because we can do it in a more energy efficient manner, and to us that's really important. There are other things we can do in terms of measuring things, and this grant also supports a lot of equipment and technology and assessment tools that will help us to track every building, and so we can make decisions about let's use this building less, particularly during these hours, and use other buildings more. So that would inform decisions about scheduling on campus or where we host groups from outside, et cetera.
Okay, well, that's interesting, and that's about management mm-hmm. of the buildings, the facilities, scheduling, et cetera, so that makes sense economically and environmentally. Are there other components to the grant as well?
There are indeed. One of the biggest pieces that we'll move on first is being able to hire a director of sustainability education for the college. Right now, as I said, this initiative is so integrated in the fabric of the college that the leadership is very, very broad, and therefore we aren't able to move forward in a coherent manner in an integrated approach. So we'll be looking to hire a director of sustainability education who will work with and be advised by the very people who have developed this over the past few decades in order to move to that next level. That will enable us then to move forward not just on the equipment purchases and installation, but actually using that real-time data and monitoring of buildings for the education of our students. To have this director of sustainability education be able to work with undergraduate students to coordinate undergraduate research projects in sustainability during the summer, to, as I had mentioned, run these faculty development opportunities in order to rejuvenate much of our curriculum, both in terms of new courses, in terms of providing sustainability-related education components into current courses, as well as giving faculty who have been teaching courses over the past few decades an opportunity to rethink in conversation with their colleagues how they might want those courses to go.
Well, that's interesting. It seems like it would be very easy to just say, oh, everybody's going to take a sustainability course, but integrating it into an existing curriculum, even if it already does touch on sustainability, that's a lot of work, and that's a lot of people you have to get involved.
It is a lot of work, and it is a lot of people. And one of the great benefits of working at Central College is that that work and those people are here. And there's a real commitment on the part of the faculty who were involved in writing this grant to be able to move to that next level.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about new efforts in sustainability education with Mark Putnam, President, and Mary Stry, Vice President of Academic Affairs and Dean of Faculty at Central College.
So was it a multidisciplinary team that wrote the grant?
Absolutely. It was a team that was across the campus. The commitment to a sustainability education, as I said, is infused in our core curriculum. So we have folks in political science, in English, in all of the sciences, so physics, biology, chemistry, even math, computer science, as you look at some of this modeling. So across the humanities, social sciences, sciences, and arts, there's a commitment to sustainability education. In addition, of course, to our team in facilities management, who is also committed to this, both in terms of facilities management, but also in terms of education of the community.
Well, it seems like this would have the integration of faculty staff and facility management staff in particular. That's sort of unusual, isn't it? In a lot of places, faculty and staff just sort of work in their little cubicles and don't interact.
And that's that's a unique thing for Central's history on this, is going back to the earliest days. While this was born of faculty development activities in the early 90s, right away they engaged the facilities team here, who are very, very committed to sustainability. So it has been a joint effort from the very beginning. So I think something that starts that effectively has great possibilities for the future, and it's in fact why we've been successful in this particular grant award, because it was obvious to the foundation that this is a place that has a longstanding commitment.
Any pushback from the staff or faculty that are saying, oh, this is just some trend, it's just something that's just going to appear and fly away, just some new educational trend or societal trend?
No, none whatsoever. In part because I think Central is unique in this. It has been such a part of our culture and our community for such a long period of time, because it has cut across faculty, staff, as well as students. So there's actually been leadership, again, for decades on the part of faculty, on the part of staff, and sustained interest on the part of students as well. At many institutions, when students are looking to see if you are committed to the environment, what they want to know is, do you have LEED certified buildings? And not so much, are you going to help me learn through the curriculum? And the students at Central have this opportunity to not just see what we do, but actually participate in and think about what it means to lead a life where their decisions really can have a long-term impact on the environment and on the communities in which they're going to be living.
It's also very common as we're interviewing people to come for positions here, whether it's in the faculty or the administration, and it doesn't matter about discipline. I will get questions from people about Central's commitment to sustainability. So they may be in a discipline that you'd be very surprised by, that why would this relate to their interests? But they care about coming to an academic community that has values of this kind. So I think we've had a great success in attracting people who look for that as a hallmark of excellence for where they want to commit their time and energy.
Well, and you can say, oh, we're committed to sustainability all you want. You can say it. But it doesn't mean anything unless you can show you've done it. And with your LEED buildings, with your curriculum, and all these other things you've been talking about, you have clear evidence you've been doing it for a long time.
Indeed, true.
And even as we move forward, looking at our integrated learning model, which is really, again, a partnership model across the entire community, primarily between student development and academic affairs, one of the developmental learning goals that we've established for all students is for them to learn and foster habits of sustainability. And again, that intentional integration in that education, both in and out of the classroom, involving students, faculty, and staff, is our commitment moving forward the next 10 years. That's all new within the past year or two.
Mark, as we've spoke about before, there's increasing competition for the higher education dollar. Mm-hmm. And is this also something that allows Central to differentiate themselves from other institutions that might help attract more students, better students?
Yeah, particularly students who are looking for the kind of education we offer. In our previous conversations, for example, we've discussed that there can be people out there who want to do online courses and check boxes and sort of move through the accumulation of credits to get a credential. That's not a person who's going to be interested in Central College, because here you can't be a spectator. We are, very committed to connecting people in every way possible, because it's a highly relational environment, and it's also something where you're going to be involved in acting, in action. You're going to have to roll your sleeves up and get busy, and that's where people are, I think, are attracted to this kind of experience. So as we look at Central's identity in the broader marketplace for higher education, it's clearly the case that students who are often interested in studying abroad, which is a big thing for us, who are involved in service learning interests, who have broad curricular interests, also look very much for sustainability as a thematic aspect of what we do educationally. So for our particular market, this is important, and Central's leadership here is just one of those things that was the brilliance of those who began this process years ago, numbers of whom are still in the faculty, of course. So the strength of their leadership sustains what we do here now, and it's really a great, great gift to the college and a great strength going forward.
Well, what does this mean for the people of Pella, the people of Marion County, and Central Iowa and Iowans?
What we do in this is partner a lot. So we can look at the great partnership that is represented by this wonderful grant from the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation. But a lot of our service learning activities, a lot of what we do in volunteer service, the community-based learning programs, have sustainability activities related to them. And recently we had the program of installing the recreational park, out in the Lake Radrec area. And that's because there was corporate funding that was partnered. A lot of volunteers from Pella and from the corporate community in Pella made that possible, to develop a landscape, a playscape that has very natural elements to it, but promotes kids' interest in the environment, and it's very educational as part of it. So the more we do those kinds of things in educating a generation for the future, the better off we all are. And my observation and experience of folks in Pella is that they're very drawn to that. We see that in what's happening with our school systems and how kids are being educated there. We see that in many volunteers who partner with us in many respects around the community in these kinds of efforts. So to me, it's a great alignment and a great commitment for all of the corporate community, as well as the institutional community and the citizens together.
I think there's also an exciting synergy with K-12 in sustainability education as well. A number of individuals who are involved in this proposal, as well as sustainability education overall, are looking to work and partner with K-12 teachers and students to be able to move these conversations earlier, so that when students then do go to college, they have an understanding of how important the environment is, but really how important this infusion of sustainability education is to them.
The faculty and staff of Central and its students want to change the world, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I think that's the most compelling reason to do this. When you hear them talk about this with the passion they have to literally change the world, and I think that is the ambition. One of the great things about being around students is they're very idealistic, and we want to promote that idealism, that they can go out and make a difference in everything they do. And so our task as educators is to nurture that, foster it, expand it, grow it in every way possible, because the future of this community, as well as this nation and the world as a whole, depends on what we do with the next generation to make it possible for us to have a sustainable future.
Thanks to Mark Putnam and Mary Strive for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.